Hello there, Adrian Lozano here, and I just wanted to wish everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day. Isn't that right? That's right. So you have yourself a happy St. Patrick's Day, and be safe. Don't drink and drive or whatever. You know. Okay. Bagora.
Hello, and welcome to episode 174 of the Adrian Lozano Show. In this episode...
Hello there. Hello. How am I doing? I'm doing okay, I suppose. Don't you know? Bagora! Alrighty, folks. Have you seen the trailer for The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent? Well, if you haven't, what the hell's wrong with you? I'm pretty sure you're doing your best and you're busy, so I'll let this go. This one time. But there's another movie trailer you need to check out. That's right, another movie trailer. That's worth your time. And that movie trailer is... wait for it. Monstrous. With Christina Ricci. It's awesome. Alrighty then. Should I name another movie trailer? Should I? Dare I? Could I? Would I? Should I? Seems like the right thing to do. All right. I'll tell you. So I'm out here with a wonderful dog, exploring nature, as it were. Ah, nature. Nature. The other white meat. Okay. So, the other movie trailer I wanted to talk... sorry, the dog's eating some grass. The other... well, I'm not sorry for that. I mean, he... dogs eat grass. It's a thing. He's okay, though. He's all right. He had a few beers. The thing is, I saw Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio's trailer. The Pinocchio trailer. And it's wonderful. It's pretty damn wonderful. It's what they call... beyond. It's pretty damn cool. If you thought Pinocchio was creepy before, just wait till you see Guillermo del Toro. Benicio del Toro's father's cousin? No. The dog doesn't like this joke. But that movie looks fucking creepy. I showed the trailer to my mom, and the faces she made, I wish I had recorded, because they were just outrageous. If you want to creep your parents out on a whole nother level, or have them look at you differently, show them that and tell them you're interested in it, because it's disturbing. And I love Guillermo del Toro. Am I going to watch it? Of course I'm going to watch it. Am I going to be uncomfortable the whole time I'm watching it? Absolutely. Wouldn't have it any other way. I'm from Belgium. Yeah.
Okay, Arnold.
And there is a movie that you have to check out. It's called Tintin. Master of the Universe.
It was good.
Yeah, it was all right, I guess.
I mean, it was a real story, even though it was animated.
That's true. Andy Serkis is in it. Jamie Bell. And then,
I just think that, like, the captain's head was misproportioned out of his body.
Yes, the proportions were way off. The giant nose and the giant head.
You know, but then again, maybe, I don't know what kind of...
Too much alcohol.
What kind of, yeah, that's why he had that big nose.
It was a good movie.
Funny, right?
He is from Belgium, yeah.
He's scary. Pinocchio is a story of love, a story of faith and hope. And then look, he was granted a wish, you know?
So that's the part. So the wish granting and the donkey boys and the going inside of a whale, all that stuff just seems like crazy to me. Like it just... Especially the donkey boys.
Well, it just shows that you have to... You make mistakes and you suffer, and no road to success is easy. You have to look at it in your own way. That's the way I see it.
But I like things when they're... Like the Return to Oz that we checked out together.
That was kind of scary, too.
Those rocks are awesome. Those rocks were the scariest thing. Just rocks, but with, like... Stop motion eyes.
Well, I like that the rock over here could talk to the rock way over there in the castle.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. I don't know. Overall, I like stuff like that. It's they say it's for children, but it's so dark.
Yeah. Oh, come on. That's not...
I mean, it's rated PG.
What's with these extra hairs coming down?
Feelers. I told you, they're feelers. Hi. For the listener, it's Sammy Cat we're talking about.
Whoa. It's in a doctor. Well, what kind of cat is it?
An orange tuxedo?
He's got the big puffy tail, the big puffy mane. You know, he's not a small cat.
Is an orange tuxedo a thing?
I don't know. Maybe it's just orange suit.
You got the tuxedo bottom.
I mean, they have... It's a certain type of cat. Because I've seen him before.
You're a certain type of cat.
Right. He has just got the best temperament. He is just adorable. It takes him a while to trust, but he's adorable.
Alright. Okay, so I want to set up this next clip. I was hanging out with my mom, and just like how everybody does when they hang out with their mom, they watch the Hulk, because that's the thing that you do to spend quality time with your mom. That's just how that works. That's what you do to spend time together. So she had managed to put in the special features by mistake. And then we talked about the Terminator being Irish. So I just wanted to set up this clip for you. You're welcome. All right? You're welcome. You put special features.
Oh, no, take that shit out.
Oh, no, it's too late. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
What if Arnold Schwarzenegger talked like this instead? He's like, Arnold Schwarzenegger here. I'm the Sarah Connor. Sarah Connor. And she'd be like, yes.
I like watching the Terminator movies.
Yeah, they would be different if they were Irish. So the Irish come with me if you want to. That's my Irish.
I like that you had to tell me it was Arnold.
Just in case you didn't know. That was John Glad Van Damme. Just in case you didn't know, that was my JCVD impression.
Oh, God. Fast forward it.
I'm trying.
You just hit the other one.
I did, and nothing happened. Look, see, it's just giving me the fuck you symbol. See that shit? I'm pushing it over here. See me pushing it?
Yeah.
See the fuck you symbol? That's how that works. So I fast forwarded through that shit. It's like, oh, you want to skip this?
Oh, it's this
fuck
guy.
You.
I like it when it's the other guy.
The other guy's not as good. I like this guy because he's...
mean.
He's confused.
Yeah, and he has a good confused face.
Tina? Okay, so, yeah. Hello, listeners. Hello, listeners. I am here with my lovely mother, and I'm talking about the movie The Wizard of Oz. And, Mom, would you care to share with me, when was the first time you saw The Wizard of Oz? Do you remember?
Oh, I can't remember.
I don't remember the first time I saw it. That was unfair of me to ask.
It's something that...
I guess,
know,
I should ask.
It stays with you and it's incredible. You never get tired of seeing it. You know what the next scene is going to be, but it doesn't matter. It's that good.
What do you call it? What's one of your favorite, things about that movie? Or what's your favorite character from that movie?
The witches. The beautiful one. The ugly one, you know.
Weren't they sisters?
I don't think so. I think one was west and one was east or something like that.
Oh, wow. It's a regional thing.
Yeah.
Sorry for the listeners. Sorry.
It was just something so amazing the way they did it. And then at the end, how the people that she saw as the Cowardly Lion, as the Tin Man, all that, these were people in her real life.
Yeah, that's right. Like, it was her uncle and,
right.
Like her cousin and something like that.
Yeah.
And then the doctor was one of them.
Yeah, yeah. And then the bad lady that always wanted her dog and stuff was the Wicked Witch, the green one, you know?
Yeah.
The bad person.
So there were two bad witches and one of them got killed?
Oh, yes. There were
two bad witches and one of them got...
The house
landed on her and her... Whoop!
Yep.
Whoop!
Him doing that noise.
Sorry.
Bothering the
cat.
It was all like...
Well, I was doing the sound
but
effects for her.
Yeah, even had his paw like that. Like.
But, I don't know. I really... Like I was saying before the recording, I'm fascinated with the Return to Oz movie with Firouza Balk.
I've never even heard of that one.
So it's a sequel that came out in 1985. And it's available on Disney Plus. I found it on Disney Plus of all places. It's rated PG, but it's like, I'm so interested in it because I know I've
seen
it.
Were you surprised when you searched it?
Yes,
there?
Yes, I was. I was very surprised. I was like, what? What is going on?
Disney, Zach Braff, or whatever his name is, the one that was on Scrubs.
Yes.
He is coming out as a remake of Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh, really?
Remember Steve Martin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's going to come out on Friday.
Oh, is it a show or is it a movie?
It's a movie.
Oh, wow.
They're remaking it, and his wife is Gabrielle Union.
Oh, right on. And then they got a dozen kids. Half a dozen.
Yep.
There's no baker's dozen? Like, they don't have, like, another kid rolling around there somewhere? It's the neighbor's kid.
This girl, it freaks me out because her head is so large for her body. Got a tiny little body.
NDA. Anyway. Okay, so we talked about The Wiz being awesome in its own way, but it's not like a sequel. It's not more of an exploratory. It's more like an alternate reality Oz. I never saw The Great and Powerful Oz, the one with James Franco.
Oh, I didn't see it either.
I
remember it being advertised, though.
I was interested in it, but I'm not the biggest James Franco fan. And
he's
He's all right, I guess.
I know you like him in Pineapple Express.
That's the only time where I'm like, this guy's halfway... It's the writing in that, because it's so well written. That character's so, like, so stupid.
What's
like,
our favorite word from that movie?
Lingerer. Yeah, lingerer. Yeah, that's... It's just a... I have to admit that, in general, because I also don't like Seth Rogen. In that movie, he's tolerable. You know what I'm saying?
It's just a funny movie.
It is. It's hilarious.
I mean, for me to even like it, I won't purposely go and say, oh, that's what I want to see.
I think...
You know, if it comes on, I'll watch it.
Without a doubt, my favorite part in that movie is when he's driving the... I think it's a cop car, a stolen cop car, and
the windshield is broken. He can't see through it. So he goes to kick out the windshield, and his foot goes right through the windshield, and it's stuck in the windshield, and he's still driving. And it's just, that was James Franco too. He's like, I'll kick out the windshield. And like, but his foot goes right through it and just like gets stuck in it.
I think that, my favorite part was when he came back after being shot and stabbed and everything. And because he was so into Seth Rogen.
Yeah, he had a hard
time. Yeah, he came to save him, you know, at the end. And it was like, what the hell? I'm here. I don't remember the exact part of it, but I remember that he came back and because he, you know, he pretty much had ridden him off because, you know, he had gotten all kinds of injuries.
Yeah, he did get fucked up in that movie quite a bit. I don't know.
It looked
just
like he got killed and then all of a sudden he came back and it was like, what?
So if I remember correctly, I'll try to look it up real quick. But Oz the Great and Powerful, I'll see when that came out and see if maybe. I think Mila Kunis is also in it.
Oh, wow.
I think so. I'm not sure. Let's see here.
She has incredible eyes.
Oh, yeah. She's also, that's Meg, right? That's Meg from Family Guy. It's so crazy. And it's such a bizarre character.
It is a bizarre character. Who plays the mom?
In what?
In Family Guy.
Oh, that's that. Her name's... Damn, I just saw her. She's also in Catwoman. She's also in the Halle Berry Catwoman. Yeah, she's also in the Halle Berry Catwoman. Let's see here. First, go back to Oz the Great and Powerful. Came out in 2013, and it does have Mila Kunis in it. I want to read a synopsis to you. He's over here. I spooked him all the way over here.
Okay.
Where'd he go? All right. Yeah, I want to read a synopsis to you.
Go ahead.
Okay, so. Soon after her return to Kansas, Dorothy, Leah Michelle, finds herself whisked back to Oz to save her friends. Scarecrow, Dan Aykroyd, Lion, Jim Belushi, Tin Man, Kelsey Grammer, and Glenda Bernadette Peters. From the Jester, Martin Short, the younger brother of the Wicked Witch of the West, the Jester is using his late sister's broomstick as a magic wand and is destroying Oz one brick at a time. With new companions, Dorothy sets out to rescue old friends and restore order. Bawang. Isn't that crazy about Martin Short as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see here. Now I'm gonna ask for what is the synopsis for Return to Oz?
Don't you have that reader thing on my phone?
Oh, you don't like my fancy read? Do you want me to use an accent?
Mm-hmm.
You sure? Because I can do it. I can read an accent. So good, Mom. I got this one making accent I've been working on. Yeah, you see even the cat's like...
Yeah?
Oh, no. Let's see here. Uh-oh. They're palinking. Palinki. Palinkies. It's rigged. They're weighted. I mean, I guess they'd have to be. No.
$10,000 for the little boy.
Bankrupt. Aww. Yeah, baby.
You're so fucked up.
Yeah. Woo. Bankrupt. Come on, any day now. Any day.
Shut up. You're so fucked up. That wasn't nice of you.
Yes. Okay. So listen to the synopsis for Return to Oz. Film synopsis. This is going to be fun to edit. Dorothy discovers she is back in the land of Oz and finds the yellow brick road is now a pile of rubble and the Emerald City is in ruins, discovering that the magical land is now under the control of an evil empire. She he sets off to rescue the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion with the help of her new friends.
Is that Irish?
Scottish? That'd be Irish, my lady.
Oh, okay.
Irish. So there's also a movie called Journey Back to Oz.
Okay, I think we were ready. Hit the max.
And then The Muppets. Wow. Wizard of Oz. The Witches of Oz.
Wow.
Willow.
I have Willow.
Yeah, but he's not going to come.
I'm just saying, instead of watching it here, I could watch it there.
Watch it there. I wonder, how many total Oz movies there are.
Don't ask. Now there's got to be at least 30.
How many Wizard of the Oz movies are there?
The Wizard of Oz. Journey Back to Oz. The Wizard of Oz.
Okay. My girl's a little slow.
The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Oz is much bigger than many people think. There's all these stories. Starting in 1910, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, The Land of Oz, 1910, The Patchwork Girl of Oz, 1914, The New Wizard of Oz, 1914. Let's see here. Uses elements of Brahms' novel, The Scarecrow of Oz. Number 5, The Wizard of Oz, 1925. Number 6, The Land of Oz, 1932. Number 7, The Wizard of Oz, 1933. That's a short. Number 8, Oz University. That's 1936. Number 9, The Wizard of Oz, 1938. That's a short. The Wizard of Oz, 1939. Is that number 10? This is the classic version that everyone knows. The fifth attempt at adapting... Damn. The fifth attempt at adapting... The first novel, the first Oz novel, and the last time anyone would try to do it directly for a long time. 11, The Land of Oz, 1960 episode of series Shirley Temple storybook. Number 12, The Return to Oz, 1964 TV movie. Number 13, The Wizard of Mars, 1965, based on The Wonderful Wizard of Oz and Linda, let's see here, of Oz. Oh, wow, so cool. They were like a tag team, I guess. 14, Oz, The Tin Woodsman Dream, 1967. The Wonderful Land of Oz, 1969. Favorite children's books, The Wizard of Oz, 1970. Journey Back to Oz, 1974. 20th Century Oz, 1976, The Wiz, 1978, Thanksgiving in the Land of Oz, 1980, The Marvelous Land of Oz, 1981, The Wizard of Malta, 1981, The Adventures of a Man. So we've got Parker Posey. That was a good one. I like that one, but that one's not a thing.
Nicholas Cage them.
Elijah, would you grab them, please? Drew Barry, more power.
Please, they're on the ring. Helen, hunt them down. William, hurt them. Holly, bury them. You, Jack, man the battle stations. Kevin, bake on. We're still gonna need that victory tank.
It's St. Patrick's Day, and I'm here with my mom. Mom, do you want to say anything about St. Patrick's Day?
I need to put on my tag so they won't pinch me when I go into my hair stylist.
All right. You know how that is.
All right. So, for traditions for St. Patrick's Day, liquor before beer, you're in the clear. Beer before liquor, never been sicker.
Oh, that's a good one, Leo.
You learn through experience. All right.
Okay, St. Patrick's Day here in Old Sudden Tone.
Right. And this episode, we've talked about the Wizard of Oz, we've talked about the Hulk, and we talked about something else green. I can't remember what the other green thing was that we talked about. Because the Wizard of Oz has the Emerald City, the Hulk himself is green, and I guess the third thing is just...
The third thing is...
Is...
The Green River?
The Green River. That's right. For all of you listeners that don't know, every year we take every... What is it? What do we? How do we make the river green? We take all the green animals and we throw them in the water, and it makes the river green.
Oh, that's not how we do it.
Okay. Anymore. That's not how we do it anymore. No, they dump a bunch of environmentally safe dye in the damn thing and stuff. Don't run away from this interview.
I'm not running away from the interview. It's just getting rather warm in here.
Oh, Dan rather warm.
Dan rather. That was pretty good in that. What was it? The penguins?
Oh, yeah. I think that's also in this episode.
No way.
Yes.
The penguins?
William hurt them.
Oh, gosh. Poor William Hurt. He's a goner.
Yeah, I like Altered States. That's a good movie. It's a real weird movie.
Yeah, and then what else? Which other one did they have? Let's see.
It's not the important. The important thing is...
We can't have... We have no memory.
Yes, that's... It's terrible.
You know that place right there?
It's, what?
It's for sewing. Alterations. There you go.
Hello there, Adrian Lozano, and I wanted to let you know that there is something else that I rather enjoy that is on this side of Irish. And that thing that I rather enjoy is a little show called Father Ted. Now, if you're not particularly religious and you want to stay away from that kind of thing, I understand. But if you like poking fun at Catholicism, then definitely check out Father Ted. It's fucking great. Or should I say, it's feckin' great. You'll love it. If you love Irish anything and you've never partaken of Father Ted, then you need to do so. All right, Bagora. Did you know that Bagora means great day? All righty then, Bagora. When I was a little boy, there was an episode of Saturday Night Live, and Patrick Stewart was on there, and this was at the height of his Jean-Luc Picard fame. And do you know what he did? He had a little show on there. It was called Phil McCracken. Oh, wait, that was the host's name. And he was the host. Get filled in with Phil, I think is what it was. Wait, that wasn't it. That wasn't it at all. That's Philip DeFranco. Okay. So, Jean-Luc Picard was on Saturday Night Live, and his name was Phil McCracken. That's right, Phil McCracken. And his host, I think, was Patty O'Furniture. I could be wrong, or drunk, or both. One more time, I wanted to let you know that the movie Monstrous, that's right, Monstrous, with Christina Ricci, it's just like plugging in a phone. Monstrous, check it out. All right, well, I think that's going to go ahead and wrap up this wacky episode of the Adrian Lozano Show. As always,
This episode is intended for the purposes of humor. Please use it wisely against the ones you love. I would also like to thank the Academy, you know, for the sports and the outdoors. Thank you, Academy. Also, don't forget to check out my designs on Redbubble and Society 6. I do stuff for reasons. Also, if you want to get a good look at me, you can check me out on YouTube and TikTok. I'm there. And as always, I shall probably never see you, but I shall speak to you again in the future from the past.
Listening to the Adrian Lozano Show. It's the best.